You see, the power of humility. Humility can serve you in so many places. I have seen it, I have experienced it, and I have witnessed it. Where humility was what saved my life one time. Humility has given me so many favor. The power of humility. Are you following? You understand that being humble doesn't make you stupid, and knowing your rights doesn't make you violent at the same time. Do you understand that? Being humble doesn't make you what? Stupid or a fool. And knowing your rights doesn't make you violent. So you see, humility, when you understand humility, you will come to a point in your life where you see everything is being made simple. Why? Because you are humble. The Bible says, I will lift up those that are low. Actually, humility is seeing yourself up high. So the only way to see yourself above others is to be what? Good. The only way to see yourself above others is to be humble. My mom will always tell me that if you are walking in the road, and maybe, or you are sitting down, or you are walking on the road and you see an old woman and you greeted her but she didn't answer you, you say, if she come later and tell you, why didn't you greet me, you cannot greet her. My mom told me that don't argue, greet her again. Don't say, ah, no, I greeted you, did not answer. No, just greet her again and go your way. You see that? You understand that? Humility can open doors for you. Sometimes God can use humility to open doors for you. Hallelujah. It doesn't make you stupid. There was a time I went to a bank to open an account, First Bank, and we were on the line, we were moving, It was slow, and it looks like the guy on the counter was actually, it was kind of biased, because there are people that will come, they will pass all the people in the line and you get their stuff done and everything. So we were in the line, so you can see the line was useless. So I was standing there without saying a word for a long time. Everyone was complaining. I was so quiet, and I never knew the guy was observing me, And then he was really angry with the way they were talking, because he was trying to explain to them that those people are elderly people, and everything. So they didn't understand. They were, making noise all over. Then he called me and he said I should come forward. And I came forward and he got my stuff done. And immediately he got my stuff done, he was like, yes, now he believed that he has done something wrong. He said he did it so that, their shout will not be in vain. Because he sees no reason why an elderly person or a pregnant woman will stay in the line. You understand? I was just quiet. It's not like I didn't observe. It's not like I wasn't getting pissed off. It's not like I didn't have anything to do. That was why. But I was just quiet because I didn't want to talk. Even if I talk, what will it change? You understand? So humility can serve you in so many places. Humility can open a door that seems it will never be opened. Humility. We are all surrounded by the world where humbleness is a key factor. You understand me? It is difficult to see a humble man that is not sincere. And let me correct one impression, that somebody is quiet doesn't make him humble. Being quiet is not even one of the criteria of being humble. There are some quiet people that are so wicked. What they want to do to you is in their mind. So that somebody is quiet doesn't make that person humble. Alright? It's just that he's preparing what he wants to do to you. I mean, those people, they are so quiet and silent. Fear those kind of people. Our pastor will tell us that if you marry, it is good to marry a husband that talk, because those kind of people that talk, men that talk, they don't carry anybody or anything in their mind for long. But you see the one that will keep quiet and keep it in the back of his head, that one, what he wants to do to you is in the front of his head. But the ones that talk too much, the ones that shout, you know, and talk, that one will shout, and it is difficult to see them hold anything against you in their mind for a long time. They can hold it, but if they talk, and that's all, that's just it. But nevertheless, they are the ones that see talk, and they will see do what they want to do. Hallelujah. So humility, being silent, being quiet is not one of the criteria of being humble. Somebody can be a talkative, but yet he's humble to the core. So, somebody can be a talker. Somebody can be someone that looks unserious, but yet he's being humble to the core. He can die for you. You understand me? So humility can open doors for you. This is what I've come to motivate you this morning. As you go out, make sure humility is a key factor in your life. Make it a standard. Praise God. Hallelujah.